USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It appears interest rates will continue climbing. The Federal Reserve is saying an increase of 50 basis points would likely be appropriate at the next couple of meetings. The target range for the federal funds rate was raised by that much a few weeks ago. The current rate sits at 0.75% to 1%. In an effort to save lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, the Republican, on Wednesday signed into law HB 4327, banning most abortions with some exceptions. The governor promised Oklahomans that as governor, he would sign every piece of pro-life legislation that came across his desk. Grocery stores across the United States are recalling peanut butter products due to salmonella contamination concerns. Smucker's has recalled certain types of Jif peanut butter that were sold nationwide. The recall affects 45 kinds of products, including both creamy and crunchy peanut butter. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A reality TV star gets pinched by the long arm of the law.
A federal judge has sentenced reality TV's Josh Duggar to 12 and a half years in prison for his child porn conviction. Police arrested Duggar in April 2021 after authorities found child porn on a computer at a car dealership that he owned. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Police departments have increased security at Central Texas schools and graduation ceremonies following the Uvalde shooting. Police and school officials are seeking to reassure parents and students with a bigger police presence. Broadcom on Thursday announced it has an agreement to buy cloud computing giant VMware, controlled by Michael Dell, for approximately $61 billion. This would be the year's second largest tech merger, just behind Microsoft's deal for Activision Blizzard. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As global health leaders investigate an unusual outbreak of monkeypox across more than a dozen countries, discussions in the medical circles have turned to vaccination against the disease. A senior Biden administration official said Tuesday that in general, small clusters of people who have been exposed to monkeypox with symptoms could be offered vaccination. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton talks on Newsmax about fixing a problem that has become very difficult in America. The Second Amendment versus sick people and their desire to kill.
You just can't help but think about your own shoulder and how it would make you feel if you were in this situation. And obviously our hearts go out to these people and our prayers go with them. I'm on my way down there this morning. I already have a team down there. We deal with the victims of crime. We try to get there as quickly as we can to help them in whatever way we can, whether that's psychologically, whether that's emotionally, whether that's with medical issues. We're going to be there to try to help these people and give them the support that they need. Our focus right now is really on the victims of the crime. DPS does not surprise me that they've been asked to assist or even to lead the investigation. Since it is in Texas, the gunman is deceased, and so it's going to be difficult to necessarily understand exactly why this happened. I do think we need to focus on what we can do to prevent this. We've already had too many of these, and there are resources, I think, available right now that could have made a difference in this particular situation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.